Department of Education investigates UC Berkeley over violent Antifa protest at PUSA event. By Catherine Hamilton on November 26, 2025. The U.S. Department of Education, ED, announced an investigation into the University of California, Berkeley, UC Berkeley, on Tuesday in response to a violent protest at a Turning Point USA event on its campus. Antifa protesters surrounded the outside of a Turning Point USA event hosted at UC Berkeley on November 10, intimidating the crowd by blocking exits and shouting FCKU, fascists. At least four people were arrested at the demonstration. The protest occurred just a few months after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was assassinated while speaking at an event at Utah Valley University. An ED spokesman said the department, along with Federal Student Aid, FSA, will investigate whether UC Berkeley violated the Clery Act, which mandates institutions of higher education meet certain campus safety and security-related requirements in order to receive federal student aid. Just 2 months after Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk was brutally assassinated on a college campus, UC Berkeley allowed a protest of a Turning Point USA event on its grounds to turn unruly and violent, jeopardizing the safety of its students and staff. Accordingly, the department is conducting a review of UC Berkeley to ensure that it has the procedures in place to uphold its legal obligation to maintain campus safety and security, Education Secretary Linda McMahon said in a statement. This is not about students' First Amendment rights to protest peacefully. This is about ensuring accurate and transparent reporting of crime statistics to the campus community and guaranteeing that every student can safely participate in educational programs and activities, McMahon added. The department will vigorously investigate this matter to ensure that a recipient of federal funding is not allowing its students to be at risk. ED pointed to UC Berkeley being fined $2.4 million in 2020 under a settlement agreement for the misclassification of 1,125 crimes and insufficient public crime logs. Under that agreement, UC Berkeley agreed to better train its campus security authorities and review its safety protocols, and ED continues to monitor the school and conduct on-site visits. The department's review of UC Berkeley will assess ongoing compliance issues as well as the November 10, 2025, incident, ED said. As part of the review, FSA has asked the university to submit an extensive list of crime and safety protocol information within 30 days. Berkeley Assistant Vice Chancellor Dan Mogaloof told Reuters via email that the university will comply with the department's review. UC Berkeley has an unwavering commitment to abide by the laws, rules, and policies that are applicable to the university, he said. Mogaloof told the outlet the campus provided public reports about a fistfight over an attempted robbery, as well as someone being hit by a thrown object the night of the Turning Point USA event. The administration went to great lengths to support the First Amendment rights of all by deploying a large number of police officers from multiple jurisdictions, and a large number of contracted private security personnel, he said. ED announced its investigation after the Department of Justice, DOJ, launched its own investigation into the Antifa protest. The DOJ announced another investigation in June into whether the university engages in DEI hiring practices. In March, UC Berkeley was included on a list of 60 universities and colleges under investigation by ED for anti-Semitism. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.